Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wanted to get to Huey Lewis. We got limited time with him, but he's got the new record that's out right now, Weather.
Well, there's so many reasons I want to talk to Huey. Let's get into this, man.
Born July 5th in New York City, he is the lead vocalist for the multi-platinum band who were one of the biggest acts of the 80s, Huey Lewis in the News. They've sold over 30 million albums worldwide. And now, they've released their first album in a decade, titled, Weather. Please welcome, music legend, Huey Lewis.
Pretty girls, pretty girls, pretty girls, pretty girls, everywhere.
Hey, Huey, how are you?
I'm good.
Well, welcome to you? Kansas City, man. You, I have so many things to talk about. First of all, I'm so happy you're putting another record out and that your hearing is going to be okay. You know, because I know Brian went through that with AC/DC, and then it's been really tough for him to get past it.
Yeah, Brian. Yeah, right. We commiserated in L.A. Yeah, we both. Stephen Ambrose is trying to help us both with
the diaphonic ear lens.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a worse case than Brian, I'm afraid.
Oof, sorry.
That's okay.
Well, you know, his last show was Kansas City. I was with him after the show that night with Jesse, and he could tell he was hurting, but he didn't tell anybody that he was going to take a break and die. So I'm glad to see he's back with him, and he's, you know, he's a wonderful guy, man.
He's a great guy. Brian Johnson's a great guy.
Yeah, but that diaphonic ear lens that they put out is incredible. I mean, incredible.
You mean the new in-ear monitor they have?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't work for me though. See,
oh, I hate that.
My hearing is the bottom end on my left side just collapses, and it becomes distorted and resonant. Like instead of a bass part sounding like boom, 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 I get. So I can't hear pitch. I cannot. When I hear music, it's noise to me.
But yet you sing beautifully and in key and in pitch. Everything is great.
Well, I did all that singing was done before my hearing collapsed. This is all stuff we had in the can more than 2 years ago.
Well, I hope the best for you, and I hope they find a way, because it's you know, I was listening back to some of those tracks, and I'm like, man, that's what a great soundtrack to everybody's life. I mean, that just screams summertime. You know, and we're going to talk about football. So many great football stories. And not to grind it about the Super Bowl, but I heard a great story that you love San Francisco through and through. You love the team so much they would let you come down on the sideline to the point where the official said you can't have Huey on the sidelines, and the coach said no, we hired him. He's our team photographer.
Yeah, actually, well, that's almost true.
Okay.
I mean, I was on the sideline. We used to, you know, we became pals with the 49ers, and Dwight and Joe especially. And so I went to many games and sat on the sidelines. And then more and more, then if you remember with the Atlanta Falcons, when Glanville was their manager, their coach, the head coach there, MC Hammer was on the sidelines, and Deion Sanders was playing for the Falcons. And MC and the Hammer went out on the field at one point to slap five with Deion as they were coming off the field and all that stuff. And the NFL they were outraged by that. And
sure.
So they issued a dictum that nobody could any longer be on the sidelines. And so, you know, I got a word from Dwight. He said, man, the jig is up. He says, but I think we're still okay. He says, you're just going to need to wear a Giants cap and disguise yourself. And so that's what I did. And we went down there, and then at this particular game, where it was really late in the fourth quarter, and the 49ers were up by 3 touchdowns, Steve Young was playing, and I looked at Bill Gibson, my drummer, and I were there. We said, we got to get out of here. The cameras are wandering around. I'm afraid they're going to catch us on the sidelines. So we decided we're going to leave, and as I'm leaving, they pull Steve Young out, and he comes over to the bench, and he sees me. We make eye contact. He goes, hey, Huey, how's it going? And what am I going to do? I got to say hello. And here comes the camera. Right, boom. And as I say hello to Steve Young, the cameraman says, hey, Huey, Madden wants to say hello. Say hello to Madden. And I go, hi, John, into the camera. And now we're busted.
Oh.
So the 49ers get fined $10,000.
Oh.
Carmen Policy, the lawyer, and GM says, wrote a great letter to the NFL protesting the fine, saying, how could you dare fine Huey Lewis? He's not a fan. He's a spiritual advisor. He said, did you fine Billy Graham if he was on the sidelines? He says, Huey's been a spiritual advisor for our players and their coming-of-age problems, and we need him on the sidelines.
That's great. That's so good. And we have to thank you for such a tradition, and people don't know this, and if you're just joining the show, the great Huey Lewis is with us. You came in the 90s and sang the national anthem, and as a kind of a thought, you threw in "and home of the Chiefs" at the end of it.
That's right. We did that, and by the way, that was Joe Montana's first opening game for you guys, and for a laugh, his dad was still alive and was there, and his dad's the old man was quite a joker, you know. For a joke, when we went out to sing the anthem, we brought Joe's dad out with us, and he mimed singing the national anthem with us, and the cameraman put us up on the big screen, and Joe's there nervous on the sidelines. And now he looks up in the big screen, and there's his dad with us singing the anthem. It was a fun day. That was really a fun day.
Look,
and they won, so
you,
it was great.
You started a great tradition here, and man, I can't wait to hear the whole album, Weather, is named.
Does everybody do that now, the home of the Chiefs?
Every game, every time, every person in Arrowhead.
Excellent. That made my day.
Oh, you've got to find a recording of it. Literally, every game. Every time, and it's not just Arrowhead. It's everywhere you hear the national anthem in Kansas City, somebody will say home of the Chiefs. I mean, the crowd, it's the automatic go-to.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, no, it is you. In fact, here, I know we had limited time, but here, listen to this, if you can hear this down the line real quick. It's only 15 seconds.
And the home of the
Could you catch that? Did you catch the Chiefs there? Could you catch the Chiefs in that, Huey?
Yeah, I did. That's great.
Isn't that great? Well, listen, everybody, the name of the album is Weather. It's a single, Pretty Girls Everywhere. I hope we get another chance to talk. I know they're running you interview to interview, but what a pleasure to have you. You're an absolute treasure.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Take care, my friend. Stay there. Hold on. Huey Lewis. Doesn't matter if you think he's rock and roll.
He is.
He is rock and roll. He really is, man.
And that he started so long ago, and somebody else will remember who he started with because he had filled in for different bands and stuff, too.
Yeah.
That guy's been doing it his whole life and kicking ass.
Yeah, he just, he wanted a new drug. It was hip to be square. He was the heart of rock and roll.
See, and I felt the same way when they first offered it. I'm like, yeah, Huey Lewis, whatever. Then you start thinking about the songs. I'm like, I know every one of those songs. I know every one of them.
Yeah, this.
Ooh, that modern music.
I got about five more if you want to hear them. Like, I mean, it just goes and goes and goes, man. Like,
all I wanted to do was play my guitar and sing. So take me away. I don't mind. But you better promise me I'll be back in time.
remember all these?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. Nominated for an Oscar.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Again, it's not heavy metal.
Yeah.
But no.
It's interesting. It's how blown his hearing is so blown that because the guy he spoke of that has the I can't remember his name off the top of his head, but he's the guy with that diaphonic ear lens, and he said I can help Brian Johnson, and I believe it is the guy who helped Brian.
Right.
And it's so what destroyed all these guys' ears? These what they call them in ears. You'll see them in concerts. They roll them in their ears. The guy who invented the fix for this is the same guy who invented those in-ears. He stopped making them a long time ago. There's other companies that do it because he realized it was destroying people's hearing. But he was the guy who miniaturized those speakers, and you roll them in, they're a custom fit, and then you can hear everything, and you're not worried about monitors on the stage. But they're so destructive to your hearing that, like, you know, he can't hear anymore. Brian couldn't hear anymore.
They didn't compare the two because we're old and I admit this before, but they did a long story on him on CBS this morning and he talked about it. He's like, I can't go out anymore. And like half of it's not even just being able to hang with my guys. Like the band, he's been with them so long. That's part of your day too. So he says some days are better than others, but you just kind of get a glimpse of how it'll just take over your life. And you hear about people with tinnitus and other different things that are a little lesser than that. But I mean, like if it's in your head, damn it, if it's in your head.
Well, the volume was so high at that last AC/DC show. Everybody who was there knows what I'm talking about. Like, it was ear-splitting, holy hell loud. Mm-hmm. And you realize there was a reason for that. Brian simply can't hear. At that point, he was losing everything. And so he didn't complain about anything. You could tell he was, I don't know if he was tired or sick, but he'd also just lost a friend because he'd just taken 2 days off. Remember, they pushed the show back a week or
That's
two?
That's right, yeah.
And because he flew home to England, his best friend had passed away. And so I didn't know if that was it. And we didn't stay long, but just hello.
Yeah,
and,
you
know, and then all of a sudden it was announced that was it. He was out of AC/DC, and then Axl Rose came in. And now, of course, they've recorded an album. And it looks like they're going to tour. But the only way they can tour is it's because the same guy who invented the original ones now has this thing called a diaphonic ear lens that it's super way more complicated than I'll be able to explain. But basically it's the same kind of a volume perceived, but at really low sound pressures. So it's like 1/16, so it doesn't destroy that everything on your inner ear. But Brian can't hear. He's 100% gone in one ear. I think that's what I read. And then he was in real danger of getting the same in the other.
And you've talked about the video that goes into detail with this, with you know, just average people, other musicians.
Oh,
just
my God.
Where they put the device in their ears, people that haven't been able to hear for years or people that didn't have proper hearing.
Ambrose is the guy. Yeah, here's the one girl like, oh, my God, this is the...
Yeah.
I'll pull the volume up on this.
It's one of our series of videos where we have chosen people who are gracious enough to lend us their ear, but this, which is not hearing.
It's nerve damage in both ears. It's moderately severe.
She puts them in.
Can you hear that?
She
just
looks super
bit, right?
surprised. You guys have to look for yourself. And then she smiles. And then just breaks down crying. Like, watch this.
It's like robotic slam.
She's just listening and crying. Get to the part where she explains.
You don't know what music really sounds like with all the tones and levels. It's just sort of a monotone sound that you can hear where I could hear everything. It's amazing. So I didn't know how severe my hearing loss was because I've been able to read lips for so long.
Oh, wow. Would you want others to have a similar
experience? Yeah, isn't
that amazing? Oh, my God,
anyone try not. Yeah, anybody who has ears.
Oh, and they do this a bunch. Like, they do it with that truck driver. Oh,
yes.
My God, like, that one will kill you. Because, you know, this old guy, grizzly old bastard, and he just full-on breaks down.
Well, just imagine, you take it for granted, any of your senses, that you've not been able to hear something, someone.
Yeah. Yeah, you can find that. Just put up, I know it's look on YouTube under ASIUS, ASIUS, ASUS Technologies, ASIUS, and you can find all those videos. It is pretty amazing, man. And it's for people with hearing loss, even kids who've got limited hearing, people who've damaged your hearing, people who had accidents, people who were born that way. But it is absolutely changing lives. But it's called the Adele, the Drum Audiophile Earbuds. And it's a diaphonic ear lens is the long term for it. But it's pretty amazing, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.